Time now for comments from you. Eleanor Summer is glad Living on Earth is covering the issue of plastics that can leach into our food. But she says that replacing plastic sippy cups with stainless steel doesn't necessarily make a drink safe. We buy milk, juices, tea, even organic yogurt in plastic containers, she says, which are purported to be safe. Does that mean they do not contain estrogenic properties? Do they leach other chemicals into our food while waiting on store shelves? Good questions. And Jerry Maguire writes from Fort Mill, South Carolina, "Thanks to Living on Earth, thousands of us are watching a bald eagle family on the nest by means of a live camera feed from Berry College in Georgia. My family has watched it daily, seeing the hatching, feeding, growing, and even the adults fighting off invaders, and now waiting for the fledging." The Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change set April 13th as the release date for its latest report, with proposals for action governments should take to address the worst effects of climate change. We can expect heated rhetoric on the subject in coming weeks, and as a kind of antidote, we suggest poetry. Last week, we spoke with NOAA oceanographer Gregory Johnson, who interpreted part of the notoriously dense UN climate change report as haiku.
40 years from now, children will live in a world shaped by our choices.
Johnson reminded us of the rules of haiku, which, as you probably know, is a formal style of Japanese poetry that dates back to the 17th century.
The strict rules are of a syllable count of 5, 7, 5 in the three lines. They're supposed to be a reference to the season. And the Japanese have specific words for these, I think. And then they're also supposed to have what the Japanese call a cutting word, sort of a transition.
Well, to honor Earth Day coming up on April 22nd, we want you, our listeners, to tap your own creative muse and send us your haiku. The topic can be anything Earth Day inspired that inspires you, from spring flowers to climate worries to eco-heroes. Send your Earth Day haikus to comments@loe.org. Once again, comments@loe.org. Or you can use our postal address. It's P.O. Box 99007, Boston, Massachusetts, 02199. Or read your haiku aloud on our listener line at 800-218-9988. That's 800-218-9988. And if you use the phone, be sure to record your name and a number where we can call you back.